You might recall my post from last September about a speech I heard Senator Ben Sasse, or Sasse, give to a big group of evangelical Christian philanthropists. Sasse, whose academic training is as a historian, said that social science identifies four things people need to thrive. One, a theological or philosophical view that explains death and suffering. Catholicism. Mr. Church, could you say Christianity? I could. And before the revolt, it would mean the same thing. But since there was a revolt, I have to say, Catholicism. That's it, I'm out! Sure you are. Number two, a family. Stan and Steve is not a family. All one needs to know what God intended a family to be is to read the Ten Commandments. As a matter of fact, somebody's going to ask me one of these days to go speak at their church, and that's what my talk is going to be on next. How society is organized by one commandment, the fourth. Thou shalt honor thy father and thy mother. And the entire human race is organized right there as God intended. Now, if you think upon it as I thought upon it, maybe it was revealed to me, rather, because I certainly have no, I don't have these skills. You're going to come to the conclusion of, wait a minute, Mitter Church. Wait a minute. I get it. The fourth commandment. Think about it. Thou shalt honor. Who's thou? If you want an explanation, I'll give you a 1 minute cliff note variety. Who's thou? You. If you're reading it, you're alive. That means somebody birthed you. Thou shalt. Is there an option there? No, you will. Honor. How do you do that? I think there's another cult that teaches that. Thy. What does that mean? Oh, ownership. Yours. Father first and mother second. What does that mean? That means that there ought to be a unit called father and mother that produces things called children. And there's some honoring in there. If there's no children, the thou shalt means nothing. You have to have it. Entire civilization explained in the fourth commandment. Oh, but we're such geniuses. We think we can explain it anew. Oh, no, but there's a better way to explain it. Really? Really? Number three, according to Ben Sasse, close friends. Four things needed to survive or thrive. And number four, meaningful work. Defined as work in which people think they are needed. Not, do I make a lot of money, but when I go to work, are there actually people in the world who need what I do? What he means by that is it vocational? Do you go to work? Do you practice a vocation or is it a career? It's pretty simple. Dreher, the period we are now entering, he said, is one in which every one of those things will be radically challenged. Boy, howdy. He urged the audience to devote their charitable giving towards building up local institutions that will help people develop resilience to cope with the tumult upon us now and coming at us even harder and faster. The center is not holding. We know this. The important thing, I told the journalist. Now, he began all this saying that he's in Budapest and he was asked to meet this journalist for a cup of coffee. The journalist that he went to go meet, is that we are, the important thing I told the journalist is that we are not destined to collapse with the rest of it. We have the liberty now to form ourselves and our communities in such a way that we can thrive in the chaos, amid the chaos and darkness. We have resources, But we have to commit ourselves to going against the mainstream. The choice, the option is ours. So I love they're going against the mainstream, going against the stream. That means swimming against the stream. As Chesterton wrote in The Everlasting Man, only a living thing can swim up the stream. A dead thing can float with it, but only a living thing can swim against it. Which is why, folks, that's why we got to stop whining and carping and complaining about all these things that we think are out of order and get them in order. Just do it. And gentlemen, you have to lead, guys. No metrosexual losers.